Essentially, the current report focuses on the latest developments in Darfur, and the emphasis was on assessing how far we've been able to implement or otherwise the three strategic priorities of UNAMID. So we focus in the report on where we are with the peace process. We also focus in that report on the level of displacement we've seen in the last 6 months in Darfur, which is caused largely by intertribal clashes as well as fighting between government and armed movements. We also reported in the current report about the ongoing intercommunal clashes. And we had, as recently as 3 weeks ago, a fight between the Mali and the Rizigat in Abu Karinka, which displaced, according to the Sudanese Humanitarian Aid Commission, in 1 day of fighting, 24,500 people.
What are the challenges the mission faced recently in carrying out its daily work, according to the report?
Our challenges are not recent challenges. They've always been there. And they're essentially of three types of challenges. One has to do with access restrictions and denial by the government authorities in a number of places, particularly in conflict areas where we need to go with our UN country team colleagues to make an assessment of the needs of civilian population in order to encourage humanitarians to provide as much humanitarian support as they can. The other challenge relates to our engagement on intercommunal clashes. We as UNAMID cannot end intercommunal clashes. What we are mandated to do is to support the efforts to contain or mitigate such conflicts by encouraging native administration, local governments, and the federal government in addressing the root causes of the conflicts. Of course, with the peace process, the greatest challenge at this point is the reluctance of the government to engage again in political dialogue and negotiations with the armed movements. The government believes it's in a position to win this war militarily. We and the AU and the UN do not believe that any of the belligerents, either the government nor the armed movements, can win this war. And this war will have to end in a sustainable way, only through political negotiations.
And what can you do to try to convince the government more to engage in the political process and the peace talks?
Personally, at my level, in all my engagements with government counterparts, as well as working through colleagues in Addis Ababa in the AU, and my message to them is to please try and encourage the government of Sudan to give peace a chance, whether it is with one movement or with three movements, until there is sustainable peace that everybody who are taking up arms against government subscribes to. We cannot have enduring peace in Darfur. And without peace, you can't get recovery, you can't get development.
You've been serving in the mission since August 2009.
That's right.
What were the main changes you've seen or were implemented during this time?
On the positive note, one of the 5 states in Darfur, West Darfur, is now comparatively stable and secure. Why? Because in the last 18 months, there have not been a major intra-tribal conflict in West Darfur. There have not been major clashes, if you like, between the government and any of the armed movements.
What were the factors contributing to this?
Two things. The government of Sudan and the government of Chad, as part of their rapprochement in 2010, signed an agreement which provided inter alia for the positioning of joint patrols of their forces on the border between Sudan and Chad. That has helped to contain infiltration of rebel movements from either country. Both governments are very, very serious and maintaining that. The other contributing factor, I must say, is that the tribes in West Darfur are essentially Masalit. The Masalit, while they have some other tribes within the region, the tension between them are such that has not risen to the level you see in the East Darfur or South Darfur or North Darfur for that matter. So it is calmer comparatively, it's more stable and more secure.
I was asking this question because I thought that maybe this could be implemented somewhere else in other parts of Darfur to reach this
the same
stability.
Level of stability. It can be done if there is a will to do so.